Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Well, good morning and thank you for tuning in today to the Holy Scriptures in Israel. And if you're a little confused, my name is Zach Boron. I am an employee here at WDCX, and I have the honor and the privilege of sitting in with my brother Gideon Levitam, who is the normal host of this program. And it's a little weird sitting on this side of the table because normally I'm the one booking him to be a part of Neil Boron Live, but this morning I have the privilege of being here with him. Gideon, how are you?
Shalom, Zach. Thank you so much for your call, and I'm very thankful to be able to be interviewed this day. Thank you so much for doing with me that interview.
You are so very welcome. And we've all enjoyed your series on the Book of Esther and relating that to the Israelite people. If you could just give us a brief wrap-up on that and what you focused on there, and we're going to get into what you're heading towards next.
Yes, Zach, when we took the book of Esther, we learned of our own Jewish people who were in Babylon, in Persia, during the time of the exile, and how we learned how God had preserved the Jewish people in those days, during those days when our forefathers were away from the land. Of course, they should have been returning to the land, but they remained there. But in the providence of God, they were kept there by the Lord and preserved for the days that God had still for our people Israel. And God used somebody like Mordechai the Jew and Esther the queen to deliver the people of Israel from Haman, who wanted to destroy them. It is an amazing book, the book of Esther. Everyone should really read that book over and over again.
Amen. It's such a powerful series it was. And I know that we have some things to announce as to what's coming up, you know, down the road here starting Monday. But my understanding is that we're in the middle of Passover right now. And if you could just speak to our listeners as to what Passover is and what that means as we come to a close.
Yes, this is a very good question. Passover, in Hebrew we call it Pesach. God Pasach, God passed over the children of Israel who were in bondage in the land of Egypt, and this deliverance of Israel, of the Jewish people, is amazing. For 3,500 years already, our forefathers, still today, even you and I, as we speak today, we are in the middle of the Feast of Pesach, Passover, this celebration, a memorial time to look back of the providence of God, how he delivered our forefathers and brought us to the promised land. This is an amazing picture of what the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, have done for every believer. We were all in bondage and we were all needed forgiveness. And God sent the Lamb of God, the Messiah Yeshua, Jesus, who died on the cross on a shameful tree, shed his precious blood for our redemption. And we, Amen. Today, as we celebrate Passover, we at the same time remember the price that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, paid for our sin and sins.
Amen. And the Lord Jesus absolutely did provide a bridge between ourselves and God, eliminating sin. But Gideon, as a Jewish man, I have to ask you, what led you to faith in Christ and believing? Because as we know, the Jewish people are still waiting for their Savior. So how did you come to a place of believing that Jesus is in fact the Son of God, who he says he was, and that he did come to save us from our sin?
Well, this is a very good question as well. The thought of a Jewish person become a believer in Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, while it is not the norm, as we would say it in general, but when you really think about it, Jesus the Messiah, who was born to a Jewish mother, Miriam, in the land of Israel, in the city of Bethlehem, lived in the city of Nazareth, died in the city of Yerushalayim, Jerusalem, you would think every Jewish person should have believed on him. And yet, there is that fact that Paul said it in Romans 11, that blindness in part happened to Israel. until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. So we were, you might say, we were not taught by our rabbis, by our families, that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah. But by the grace of God, I can honestly say that by the grace of God, using believers, non-Jewish believers even, Christians, that to share the gospel and show from the Hebrew Bible, from the Hebrew scriptures, that every passage in the Old Testament, which we call it the Hebrew scripture, the Tanakh, points to a person that will come and pay for the penalty of sin. And it could not be applied to any man other than one person by the name of Yeshua. We call him in Hebrew, Jesus in the Greek, in the English. Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. He is the only one that is qualified for that prediction that were given by the Hebrew prophets. And that's why the Spirit of God somehow, I don't know how, but it's the grace of God. He opened my eyes to see that I'm a sinner, I need forgiveness of sins, and since we don't have sacrifices today, no temple, no priesthood, no altar, no sacrifices, the only one that could have fulfilled that promise is the person of our Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. And somehow, by the grace of God, I came to the point that I've acknowledged that he is indeed that promised Messiah. So we praise the Lord for that.
You're listening to the Holy Scriptures in Israel with your host, Gideon Levitan. My name is Zach Boron, the producer for NBL, sitting in here today as I have an opportunity to hear the story of my brother Gideon, who gave his life to Jesus and put his faith and his trust and his hope in the person of Jesus Christ, our Savior. And Gideon, you launched the ministry of Holy Scriptures in Israel out of that belief in Jesus. What is the purpose? What is the main calling of your ministry? And what do you hope for the Jewish people today?
Very good. We launched that ministry years ago in 1984, and we have began that ministry with the desire to share the Word of God to our own people. So we began with the distributions of the Bibles many, many years ago. We distributed the Word of God to various Jewish communities. And then we have developed Bible classes and Bible studies. I always had on my heart to explain the gospel of our Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, from a Hebrew messianic perspective. You see, Zach, 2,000 years have passed by. The gospel today, when we hear it, for us who are Israelis, who are Jewish, who are born in the city of Jerusalem, or in the land of Israel, when we listen to the message of the gospel explained, unfortunately, so many years have passed by that it becomes, or it appears to be, as if it's some sort of a message that has not its Jewish roots, its Hebrew roots. And when you look back, when you read the scripture, you see that everything began with that nation of Israel and the promises of God to Israel. So as a Jewish believer, my heart desires to explain this to my people in a simple way, trusting that the Holy Spirit of God, Ruach HaKodesh, will help them to understand, but reading the scripture from a first century point of view, like the Apostle Shaul Paul, who said, "Unto the Jew I became as a Jew," in 1 Corinthians 9, "that I might gain the Jew." I would like to share it with my people that faith in Christ, first in a Messiah Yeshua, is not something strange, but it was predicted by the Hebrew writers in the Hebrew scriptures.
Amen. And Gideon, knowing you as a brother in Christ and your work that you've done, you have exemplified all of that and beyond in your work in loving the Jewish people and providing a message of the gospel as you do daily here on WDCX weekdays at 5:30 a.m. through the Holy Scriptures in Israel. And we are so excited for your ministry and for what's coming next. And as I understand it, you're going to be launching a series on the book of Mark. And Gideon, how does that relate to the Jewish people? How does the message of Mark speak to the heart of the Jewish person?
Yes, the Gospel of Mark is one of the four Gospels that we have in the Brit HaChadashah, that is in the New Testament. And the Gospel of Mark presents the person of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah as a servant. It reminds us of what God said through Isaiah in Isaiah 42:1, "Behold, my servant, whom I have uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice unto the Gentiles, unto the nations." And that verse of Isaiah 42:1 and other servant passages in the book of Isaiah present before us the person of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. Yeshua the Messiah was the perfect servant. The purpose of his coming to this world was not to do anything else except to submit to God's word. He came to die as a sacrifice for the nation of Israel and anyone who would believe in him from among the nations of this world. And he is that servant that I would love to present, that attracted my heart and attracted your heart and many other people's hearts. He is the one that I would like to present as I go through the whole 16 chapters of the Gospel of Mark. He is the servant of Jehovah, the servant of the Lord.
Well, you heard it right here. Gideon's heart is to point you to Jesus Christ and to Jesus alone. He is our hope, he is our salvation, and where we can find refuge. And Gideon, I just want to thank you for your ministry. I want to thank you for what you do for our listeners here every day, providing hope through the scriptures found in the Bible.
Thank you, Zach. I really value the prayers of those who are listening to our program, that they will pray for us, for myself, for my wife, Irene, for our family, and also for our own people, Israel, that many in Israel will come to know Yeshua, the Messiah, today before those terrible days that are coming in the coming days. So we want to pray. We really appreciate the prayers of God's people for myself, for our family, for the people of Israel, and for the ministry itself. Thank you so much, Zach, for those wonderful questions.
You got it, Brother Gideon. And let me pray for you in the ministry real quick before we wrap up. Lord, we thank you for Gideon's heart, God. We thank you that you rescued him, God, that you reached down from heaven and touched my brother's heart, that you saved him and provided for him a way to yourself and to heaven. And Lord, we pray for his ministry and the impact that it has, both on the Jewish people and on those who are not Jewish. Lord, we just pray for your hand of blessing over him and his ministry. And Lord, for the days to come over this series in the book of Mark, Lord, that you would be in it and that your gospel would be preached through it. And it's in your name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Zach, so we say to our listeners, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. And for more information on the Holy Scriptures in Israel, you can go to holyscripturesandisrael.com. And you can hear it all starting on Monday morning, the study in the Gospel of Mark as it relates to the Jewish people.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Brother Gideon Levitam, heard on WDCX every Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. We do pray that this Bible teaching program is a blessing to you. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teachings on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at the Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible through the prayers and financial support of its listeners. We appreciate your contribution to this ministry. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. If the program is a blessing to you and you would like to help in supporting it, you may do so by mail or through our website, holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you and shalom, shalom.
יברכך אדוני וישמרך. יאיר אדוני פניו אליך והונך. יישא אדוני פניו אליך וישם לך שלום וישם לך Shalom.